Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the assistant coach of the BSU Beavers, Amber Fricklin. And Amber, you are a former BSU Beaver assistant coach. You've been through a lot with this hockey team. What a fantastic season you guys had this year. Sum it up in a few words.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was amazing. We've made great strides in our program over the last few years, and this is another step in the right direction for us in our program. Our players worked extremely hard this year, and the seniors that are going out, they leave a lasting impact on our program and brought us to another level. And the rest of us have the job of continuing that tradition and keep taking steps in the right direction in years to come.
That first period, Christine Grenier goes down in a heap, down in the back wall, and I thought, oh no, this is not good. Did she just get dinged up? I noticed she was right back out there not very much longer.
Yeah, I think she took a little dinger, but in big games like this, you kind of suck it up and you want to go out there and help your team. So obviously we said on the bench she's going to be okay, and sure enough, she came back out.
And of course, being your senior captain, she's been an awesome leader of this program, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's done a great job. She's a great person to be around. She's just a good person, and she makes other people around her better. So it's great to have her around.
I know you mentioned those other seniors. Besides Grenier, you got Alex Satrowski, Rachel Kelly. I'm forgetting somebody here. Looking at my roster, Kaylee Chapman, who's an incredible defenseman who doesn't score a lot of points, but she's hard to play against.
She is. All the seniors that we have this year bring something special to our team, whether it's on the ice or off the ice. They're all great kids. They've done a great job in our program, both on and off the ice, and we're certainly going to miss those kids.
I know, looking back at the playoffs in general, I was just talking on the air about how hard this team had battled to get here, and of course beating Duluth, a team that's been under your skin for so many years. You know, looking back on last weekend, how sweet was that?
It was great. I mean, it was we came out hard, and we believed in each other, and the players played for each other, and we played so hard, and yesterday again we played so hard, and they played so hard for each other, and Wisconsin today was a great. They played great. They're a great team. They played really well today, and we don't know if we ran out of gas or what, but the effort that we had in the last couple of weeks, I mean all season, but especially in the last couple of weeks, the effort that our kids put out there to get us here was pretty special.
There was a great contingency of Beaver fans in the stands for you guys today. What did that mean to this program?
It was awesome. The players commented on it, and obviously, we really appreciate that. People making the trek over and supporting us, and the girls appreciate it, and that was really special to them, and I know they wanted to win for them.
Your team, fantastic season, 21 wins on the year. I know coach won't take any of the credit. Your coaching staff has done an awesome job. I know you are in control of the penalty kill. Shane's been working with the power play, and you guys do all the recruiting. This coaching staff obviously has taken this team from being underdogs now to being wonder dogs. I hate to use that phrase, but talk about just how this team has come together, even as a coach.
Yeah, well, I think, like I said, it's been years in the making, and back to Steve Sertich, and he, 8 years ago or 9 years ago now, he came in and started to change a program, and then we went through coaching chain and change and with Scanlon, and he's done an incredible job with our kids. In this kind of business, and it takes a couple years to continue to get better, and now we're seeing a lot of success from the efforts that have been made over the last few years. Scanlon came in, and he's an inspirational coach. He motivates them, and he gets them to play hard, and it's pretty special to see that.
And all three of you coaches are Bemidji State alums. It's got to mean a lot for just Bemidji State University to have that kind of solidarity.
Absolutely, and even on the men's side, their three coaches, and Toby, the equipment manager, are all BSU alums that played at BSU. And so I think BSU takes pride in that, and they take pride in having former athletes be a part of the program. It's pretty special.
Amber, what do you take from this season? Probably your favorite moment.
Probably beating the Gophers last night. I think beating UMD to get here. I think these past two weekends have been unbelievable. The whole season really has been, but those two wins at UMD to get here and last night's win to get to this championship game or to the greatest moments probably from this season as far as winning goes. So that's pretty exciting.
Hey, look back at the stats from last year. Your team got outscored 104 to 64. This year, you outscored your opponents 87 to 66. 180 degree turnaround. You should be very proud of what you guys have accomplished this year.
That's impressive. And it starts with Britt. She's amazing. Moet for governor.
I like that thought. And, of course, you don't see her give up this many goals to any team, but you mentioned how good Wisconsin was today. But she has just been that cool, calm, collected between the pipes, hasn't she, this season?
Absolutely, yeah. Like I said, give Wisconsin credit. They found a way to score. They had some players and made some great plays for them today. And you know, they're going to continue on in the NCAA bracket, and they'll probably do some great things. And, you know, we unfortunately had some great chances today, but just didn't go in the net for us.
Amber, thanks so much for your time. A great season. Congratulations on all of it.
Thank you, Kelly.
Amber Frickland, assistant coach, one of two assistant coaches of this Beaver squad. And